Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Line.
Goldschmidt swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
We do continue on here on a Monday. We'll step away from Cardinals baseball for just a moment. We'll talk NCAA tournament basketball. The Final Four, not exactly what most people were expecting. Florida Atlantic, San Diego State, Miami, and UConn. UConn as a four seed, the best seed that is still alive. To talk all things college basketball, we're very happy to welcome onto the program. You see him doing play-by-play of college basketball in addition to other things on ESPN. He is James Wessling. Follow him on Twitter at James Wessling. James, thanks for taking some time with us. How are you?
Hey, Matt. Thanks for having me. Excited to talk to you again. I hope things are well.
Yeah, things are great. It's certainly been an interesting NCAA tournament. Do you like this where now we're both K-State grads, so getting rid of the fact that they're not still alive, but just taking a step back from a general standpoint, do you like that this year's Final Four is not exactly the Final Four that we are used to seeing?
Yeah, call me an outlier. I love it. We had the Blue Bloods last season with Kansas and North Carolina and the two others that were in there. I kind of saw this coming. I didn't see these teams specifically, but I am not surprised at all to see the seed lines that we have. And I can get into various reasons why, but to answer your question bluntly, I absolutely love it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun to have some new blood. We had the blue blood. Now it's time for some new blood in the Final Four.
Is that maybe this is what you were alluding to? Do you feel like the floor is lifting for kind of that next group of teams in college basketball? When you get past the top 10, 15, 20 teams, all of a sudden that next 20 or so teams, they're a lot closer to the top group than they had been previously?
Yeah, I think this year that's definitely the case. I don't know if that's going to be the case moving forward. It's hard to tell. But the analytics, and when I say analytics, I'm not just talking about KenPom. I'm talking KenPom, ESPN, Sarigan ratings, etc. This was the weakest one seed grouping that the tournament had seen since 2006. And so I knew that there was a good chance that those ones weren't going to be there, especially with that target on their back. And on the flip side, analytically, this was the strongest 4-6 seed lines ever in the history of the tournament. And so that's why I say I'm not surprised to see these seed lines. I'm surprised to see San Diego State, definitely surprised to see a 9 seed in FAU. But Miami and UConn, those teams have dudes. There are really good players on those teams. Miami got into the top 10 earlier this season. UConn got all the way up to number 1. They were crushing big-time programs in the non-conference. So to answer your question, I think this year that's definitely the case. There was more parity than we've seen in decades in college basketball. I just don't know what the future is going to look like when these blue blood programs go out there. And a lot of times when you have kind of a down year like this with top teams, they bounce back the next year. So we could be back to familiar faces in the Final Four next season, but I'm certainly going to enjoy these new fresh faces this year.
All right, stick with me for a second as I kind of meander through a question. In the past, the mid-majors that have done well have been old teams. And this year, there's a lot of old teams because of the extra year and the COVID year. And generally, we see those top teams have these stud freshmen. Well, it's almost like there's no stud freshmen anymore, that these top teams are using the portal. So freshmen are almost being pushed out. I guess, do you agree with that? And is that a trend that is going to continue?
I do agree with that. I don't know if it'll continue. It wouldn't surprise me if it did continue because, you know, you look at the projected NBA mock drafts, and I think three of the top five picks are guys that aren't even playing college basketball. They're playing G League, or they're playing for some of these teams overseas because they wanted the money right away and they wanted that experience to prepare themselves for the NBA. And, you know, you look at a program like Kentucky with Coach Cal that historically have been built on one and dones. It's not working for them right now. You look at the teams this year that had one and done type players. Alabama comes to mind with Brandon Miller. He was their top scorer, top rebounder, phenomenal athlete. He'll be an incredible pro, but he could only get his team to the Sweet 16. I think the coaches are starting to value veteran players when it comes to leadership and when it comes to kind of building their squads. And so I do think that this is a trend that will continue. And I do think that we will see more of these one and done type kids skip college and go play in the G League now that they've changed kind of some of their contract stipulations and go play overseas, which ultimately I think makes college basketball better. I've never been a huge fan of watching one and dones. I'm not a huge fan of the way the transfer portal's been built, but it is what it is. And the bottom line is you get experienced teams and it levels the playing field.
From a NIL standpoint, Miami goes and spends a ton of money. One of their big guys we're both very familiar with because of his K-State connections was Nigel Pack, and he goes there and gets a big bag of money to go there. How much, when we talk about NIL and we talk about its impact on college basketball, are schools going to see what Miami's doing this year and really try to go that much more all in on it?
Yeah, I think that they already are. I've got some crazy stories that I've picked up on my adventures this season working for ESPN that I can't share here, but it's already happening. Miami and a certain individual within their program, or somebody that was close to the program, I guess we can put it that way, was just more public about it, more vocal about it. It's happening behind the scenes. It's going to continue. But, you know, it with the transfer portal, you know, I don't think the teams that are spending the most money are necessarily going to be the teams that are winning. I still think that you can build a really good team without that. And, you know, I think that teams are going to try to spend and try to build these power teams with the NIL, but who knows how it's going to play out for them.
James Wessling, part of the team at ESPN, continuing to join us. All right, let's get more into the Final Four. Florida Atlantic, San Diego State, Miami, UConn. You mentioned you're a little bit surprised by San Diego State, a little bit surprised by Florida Atlantic. Who do you like in this Final Four?
Oh, man, that's a great question. I do like San Diego State to end FAU's run. I look at their path, and, you know, they beat a 16 seed in the second round. Tennessee was a fantastic matchup for them because Tennessee's big and slow and FAU is little and quick, and it just played right into their hands, that matchup. You know, in the NCAA tournament, guards win the day, and Florida Atlantic has a deep roster of really talented guards, and they have a big guy in the middle that plucks just about every rebound that's up for grabs. So I felt like that was a really good matchup. And then you look at their game against Kansas State in the Elite Eight. Kansas State led that game 57-50. And then from that point forward, they started missing a lot of shots. And Keontae Johnson fouls out. And I think that K-State got tired. They were coming off a really emotional overtime game against Michigan State. K-State does not have a deep bench. They only play about six or seven guys in the NCAA tournament. They only have 10 scholarship players this year because they're redshirting three. And I think depth played a big role. So not trying to take anything away from Florida Atlantic's run, but a lot of times, you know, luck is part of the game when it comes to these sleeper teams getting to the Final Four. And I just think San Diego State is better. I am really impressed by them. I think their coach is maybe the most underrated coach in the country. People forget that he had a San Diego State team that during the COVID year, they were 30-2. They got up to number one in the AP Top 25. They were going to be a top two at worst case scenario, depending upon what happened in their conference tournament, a 3 seed. They had 2 pros on that team. That team, when Malachi Flynn went to the NBA, everybody just felt like San Diego State was going to fall off the map. And here they are 2 or 3 years later in the Final Four. I just think he's a sensational coach. Miami UConn, it's hard to say that Miami's going to beat UConn just because of – it's not that UConn's winning. It's the fashion in which they're winning. I mean, they haven't had a close game yet. So I think Miami's probably playing with a little bit of house money in that game. So if I had a pick, I think we're going to see a UConn-San Diego State championship game.
I'm all right with that. You know, I covered Mountain West basketball for years, and San Diego State was always this defensive stalwart that scored just enough. And now they're still a really good defensive team, but they've added the score, and it's really fun to watch them.
Exactly. You know, they've got 10 guys that average 4.5 or better points per game. They have 8 guys that average between 6 and 10 points per game. Their leading scorer only averages barely double figures, around 10 per game, and he's their only player that averages double figures. But they're deep. Like you said, they defend. They're athletic. They're disciplined. They're sound. They don't beat themselves. And I just really like that team. I really do. And you brought up the Mountain West. You know, I don't know why I didn't give San Diego State more credit with what they did in the regular season, because this is the best year the Mountain West has ever had. They had 6 teams in the postseason. They had 4 teams in the NCAA tournament, and then a handful of teams in the NIT. And then they had, they had 4 in the Big Dance. They had 1 in the NIT and 1 in the CBI. But they had never had 4 teams in the NCAA tournament. And, you know, we shouldn't have discounted that conference, because there is really good basketball out there.
He is James Wesley, and you see him on ESPN. Fantastic play-by-play broadcaster. Follow him on Twitter, at James Wesley. James, thanks so much for the time. We'll do this again real soon.
All right, man. Sounds good. Have a good night.
All right, you too. There's James Wesley joining us here on Sports Open Line. When we're back, phone lines are open. If you'd like to talk Cardinals baseball, what are you concerned about? There's a lot of good things going on. I'm not trying to be a negative Nancy here, but what is the thing or two that you might be a little concerned about going into the season? 314-436-7900. That's how you call. That's how you text. You can tweet at me as well, at Matt Pauley on air. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.